Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, you'd be happy. Eagles got a win.
Yeah, they did. A good win on the road, really. I know it's only Hawthorn who are struggling at the moment, but West Coast, really, have got six or seven of their best players out. So to go to Melbourne and respond after the horror road trip of a couple of weeks ago against Geelong, yeah, good win.
Yeah. So the Demons, only team undefeated.
Yeah, they continue to get it done, don't they? Yeah, they're absolutely flying at the moment, Melbourne. It's great to see. They were tested by the Swans on Saturday night, but did enough and got the job done in the end by 9 points. So, yeah, fantastic stuff here in Melbourne support. Obviously, they've been through some really tough times, 5 to 6 years ago. So it's fantastic to see them up and about in 2021.
Yeah, well, let's go way back to Friday night. I think both of us tipped the Tigers to beat Geelong, I think.
Yep, we did. Yeah, and they were absolutely poleaxed, weren't they, the Tigers? And, yeah, if people weren't standing up and taking notice of Geelong, they will be after that performance because that really has set up their season, especially confidence-wise, knowing that they can beat Richmond by that much at the MCG, where Richmond were unbeatable at the MCG a year or so ago. Now I think they've dropped a couple, might even be three there this year now, so... it's interesting, but are we seeing a changing of the guard? Potentially. They look really, really good on Friday night, the Cats.
Yeah, well, Cameron's starting to find his way in that team, and they've still got Dangerfield to come back too, the Cats. So
exactly right, yeah. So only going to get stronger as well. Yeah, they're going to be a pretty formidable side in 2021, I reckon.
Great finish by the Dogs yesterday.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? Carlton were in control of that game for a large chunk of it, but... The Dogs stormed home and got it done when it mattered most to win by 16 points in the end. So they are still having a great season too. That little hiccup last week, of course, but they're only 4 points off Melbourne, outright second place at the moment.
Righto, let's go to the TSL. What happened there on the weekend?
Well, we said it was going to be a top of the table clash, and it was. But the difference between Lonnie and the rest of the competition at the moment is just a massive, massive gap because they. Matt Clarence on the weekend, and so I'm not sure who's going to be the challenger this year for Launceston. It probably will be someone like Clarence and North Launceston, but they've taken care of both of those teams so far in 2021, so they're far and away the best team in the comp at the moment. The other games, we saw North Launceston knock off the Tigers at Utah Stadium, and Glenorchy responded really well after a 148-point loss last week to knock off North Hobart pretty comfortably as well.
All right, round ball. What's going on in the A-League?
Yeah, we had a number of games over the weekend. I'm just getting on my screen as I always do. Darren, now two games yesterday. Melbourne City and Brisbane Roar went head-to-head. It was City getting it done and keeping their spot on top of the table with a 3-2 win. Perth Glory were 2-1 winners over Melbourne Victory. And if we go back to Saturday night, we had a 1-1 draw between Newcastle Jets and Sydney FC. And the Western Sydney Wanderers smashed Western United 5-0. We've got a couple of games to finish round 20 on Wednesday night. Brisbane Roar hosting Central Coast and Perth Glory is at home to Western United. But at the moment, it's still Melbourne City really, really flying down in first place. They're one game behind second spot Sydney FC, but they still lead the comp by 9 points. So they're going really, really nicely.
Gee, it's a long season, the A-League, isn't it? It's really long.
We've still got three rounds to go, plus finals, obviously. Still a bit to work through still.
The NPL football on the weekend. Strikers had a win, 2-1 over Clarence. The Strikers women, unfortunately, losing to Clarence. The Strikers, they've got a few wins now, and I think they're on 10 points, which is, I think, about third on the ladder.
Yeah, they're slowly working into the season, aren't they, which we expected them to do. I reckon they would have thought they might have beaten Clarence by a little bit more than that on the weekend, but a win's a win, so I'll take it every day of the week, and obviously coming off a really big win in the last cup the week before. So, yeah, they're building nicely, the Strikers, and obviously, as we keep saying, they'll certainly be there when the whoops are cracking at the end of the year, for sure.
Yeah, so 10 points, Devonport Strikers. So they're a bit further down than third, but there's teams on the same amount of points. South Hobart on top of that with Glenorchy, both on 13 points, followed by Kingborough, followed by Devonport. All right, let's go to basketball and NBL.
Yeah, so we had, as we said, New Zealand and Perth going head-to-head again for the fourth time in a month, I reckon, but yeah. It was Perth that got revenge on their home court after New Zealand knocked them off there a few weeks ago by 14 points last night. Earlier game, we saw Adelaide knock off the Sydney Kings. And interestingly too, Jared Weeks, who will be familiar to our Tasmanian audience, played with the Hobart Chargers, has been more recently playing with the New Zealand Breakers. Parted ways with them a week or so ago, and he's now on the Sydney Kings list. So it'd be strange, wouldn't it? You know, playing for one team for half a season, then going to another one halfway through. Imagine if that was in the AFL, it would just be really, really strange. But that's the way it is. On Saturday, a couple of games too. Brisbane Bullets 96 defeated Cairns 87, and it was Melbourne United in the All Melbourne Derby, knocking off South East Melbourne Phoenix by 11 points, 93-82. Next game is tomorrow night, Illawarra Hawks at home to the Adelaide 36ers. We've got 4 rounds left of the NBL, Darren, before we hit the finals.
Right, NBL 1, Thunder had a win over Eltham on the weekend. That was in Lonnie. Good win too, 18 points. The Tawns unfortunately lost. And the Chargers, I think the men won, women lost. Is that right, against Eltham?
Yeah, men in a buzzer beater, and the women unfortunately still haven't won a game as yet. We're beaten as well, yes, as you say.
Yeah, well, I think Thunder second now on that NBL 1 Southern Conference ladder. So Thunder are at home at Ulverston against Diamond Valley this Saturday night. All right, mate, thank you for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Awesome. Thanks, Darren.